1955, the world welcomed little baby Whoopi Goldberg.
Congratulations, Mom and Dad. You made Whoopi. Twice.
Whoopi Goldberg, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Speaking of sex, it's 8.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The House Intelligence Committee holds the first of its televised impeachment hearings today.
To kick off the public phase of the impeachment inquiry, Democrats have chosen Ambassador Bill Taylor and senior State Department official George Kent to testify. In closed-door testimony, Taylor suggested aid money was withheld from Ukraine until they committed to an investigation of Joe Biden and his son. Kent's closed-door testimony raised concerns about President Trump's attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
Fox's Sean Langell. The hearing starts at 10 o'clock Eastern, with more scheduled Friday, then Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of next week. Fox News has told the White House plans to respond to testimony as it happens. It's a freezing cold morning in the eastern two-thirds of the country.
It turns out I was not prepared. It's November. It wasn't supposed to happen yet.
She's in Chicago, dealing with temperatures around zero this morning. Record lows for this time of year are being broken from Maine to Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
So tell me about your day.
I woke up.
It's Wednesday morning.
That it?
That's it.
That's all I got so far.
You know, so far, said.
Let me guess, you've got a whole day of nothing ahead of you.
We've got a full day ahead and we're already behind schedule.
Well, it's still early.
It's still early.
That's true.
All right, now let's kick it up a notch.
I'm going to need a cup of coffee.
The biggest cup of coffee.
Yeah.
Got a show to put on in case you didn't notice.
Showtime.
All right, you heard about zero in Chicago in November. That is, even there, it's crazy. It's weird. Let's see what we can expect today and moving forward.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network is brought to you by Montgomery Subaru. The experience you want from a dealer is at Montgomery Subaru. 3000 Eastern Boulevard or on the web at MontgomerySubaru.com. Montgomery
Subaru. I think it's 120 cities that could have a record low this morning. And Montgomery almost did. When we got to 25... at 6 o'clock, which is about sunrise time, and the record is 24. We're now up to 31 at this hour. So we've been freezing for 12 hours straight. So typically when you get the first freeze of the year, you might briefly get there for an hour, you know, for the first freeze. But this has been 12 hours straight of freezing temperatures. Sunshine not as cold today, but still cold. I mean, 53 is better than yesterday, but that's way below normal. Not quite as windy, but you were just outside and you said the wind has picked up.
It's picked up.
We're at 10 miles an hour right now.
It feels colder now than it did at 6.
Increasing clouds tonight, close to freezing for the overnight low temperature, about 33, 32, something like that. But we're dry tonight. Maybe some spotty showers tomorrow afternoon. Cold day, high 49. And then a cold rain tomorrow night. Overnight low 42 as this little gulf disturbance moves through the area. I think the rain shuts off by about, let's say, midday-ish on Friday. And then we look for temperature moderation over the upcoming weekend. I think we're back to the 60s on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Right now, this morning, northeast winds at 10 miles per hour. That's making our temperature of 31 feel more like 20. That's the wind chill factor at 8:04.
All right. Let's see how the roads are doing. We'll come back, and we have yet another rocket scientist to share with you today.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings, and pressure guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. Looking at the cams right now, I-65 southbound into Montgomery is a slow go. Even a little stop and go at 143. There's no accidents, just a slowdown. A lot of traffic this morning. Be patient. You'll make it in. I-85 is just slammed this morning with cars. We have no accidents, though, anywhere on the interstates. One accident still working on the boulevard, Eastern Boulevard at Marty Lane. That's going to be just down from the Honey Baked Ham Store. Headed in the direction of Woodley Road. Watch out for emergency vehicles there. We're a little backed up on the Troy Highway into the boulevard. Traffic is moving everywhere, but a lot of cars on the road here in the 8 o'clock hour. Hey, drive carefully, button up, and remember, you don't have to fight with your pet for a turkey leg at Thanksgiving. Invisible Fence has indoor systems that will keep your pets away from certain areas of your home. Call Vicki at Invisible Fence, 265-2585. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Insurance denied your car rental, car repair, or doctor visit? Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
3, 2, 1, 0. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Applied Security presents our Rocket Scientist of the Day. Protect your home, family, and business with technologies from Applied Security. Call 279-8338 for a giant leap to a safer world. Here is today's nominee.
All right. This is interesting. A homeowner in Michigan recently listed their house on Zillow and got 29,000 views on day one. Those are Eddie Bader numbers, for crying out loud.
Yeah.
But not because the house was particularly desirable or priced ridiculously low. The homeowner decided to do one of those things. Let's see if anybody notices. If you look at the home, you'll see a plate on the counter in the kitchen with five white lines of a powdery substance.
What?
And many of those who noticed this then shared it. That's how it ended up with 29,000 views. Said it looked like cocaine, or as it's known on the street, the Bolivian mounching powder. Marching powder. Mounching powder.
Mounching.
Booger sugar.
Booger sugar. Hey, I never heard that one. Booger sugar. Do not use the cocaine. It is not good for you. It's horrible. Anyway, a local news channel got wind of the story, and he said, well, yeah, I wanted to see if it would go viral. The problem is it went a little bit too viral. It was, the lines on the plate were formed with Goody's headache powder.
Yeah.
Now,
well, get the attention you want.
What was it, the Cheech and Chong movie where he thought it was that, and it was like Ajax or something like that?
The funniest thing I've ever seen, and this is before we knew what a perv Woody Allen was. It was in a movie way back where he's got a plate or a mirror with a big pile of coke on it. And if you know anything about it, you look into that. Wow, that's a lot. That is a party heap of cocaine. And he sneezes and blows it all over the place. And everybody that watches, well, that was a lot of money that went away. By the way, house has not been sold, and I'm going to make an attempt to post this photo so you can see what we're describing so lucidly on the radio. Your home, your business requires the best protection. I've been reading the spot crime list as they come in my email. It's something you can sign up for. Get an alert on what goes on within 3 miles of your house. Check it out. Theft, 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 assault, burglary, theft. There's a lot that goes on, and we don't really know about it because the newspapers aren't going to report every single theft or vandalism that occurs. But the police were called in all those situations because that's how those incidents make it to spot crime. So you can do one of two things. You can complain about it, or you can protect yourself. And the best way to do that is with technologies that Applied Security has. They have kept our building safe and secure for 15 years. And don't even try. Don't even try. They do a property like ours, a commercial property, or a business, or industrial, whatever you need. Video monitoring, they can take over your existing monitoring for under $30 a month. And they're local. They're really, really great people. Mark and Vicki had applied. 279-8338. 279-8338. Alabama Electronic Security Board permit is number 276. We're going to start a conundrum shortly. First, your local news.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery firefighters were called to three separate fires in just 1 hour last night. They happened on Calmar Drive, Thomas Avenue, and Forest Grove Drive between 6 and 7 o'clock. Fire investigators have not said if anyone was hurt or what caused these fires. Hundreds gathered Tuesday for the historic inauguration of Stephen Reed as mayor of Montgomery. Nine city council members were also sworn into office at the ceremony. Charles Jenright was named city council president. And Republican Charlotte Meadows wins the special election for House District 74. She had 68.9% of the vote against Democrat Rayford Mack. The special election was to fill the seat left vacant after Dimitri Palizos died earlier this year. Voter turnout was 7.81%. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway has been the River Region's source for all things vape since 2015. You'll find the nation's best juices at Smooth Vapor. You can even test them out in their lounge. They have the largest selection in the River Region. Find your CBD topicals, edibles, and flower at Smooth Vapor on Atlanta Highway, across from Walmart. Follow Smooth Vapor on Facebook and listen up, preferred community. The second location of Smooth Vapor is now open for you on Cobbs Ford Road by Walmart.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Talk 93.1 FM, WACV at a quarter past eight. We have a conundrum here. This is one of those that could be answered on the first call, or could take a bit, because there's a lot of possible answers. On average, you use one of these every 10 times a day. You'll use one of these 10 times a day.
Let me think. Oh, I remember the answer. Yeah.
And if you think you can answer that question, call us at 272-9228 and win yourself a $10 Seafood Bistro gift card with the correct answer. Again, this is something, on average, we will use about 10 times a day. Toilet paper comes to mind, but that's not the winning answer. Well, I mean, if you had...
I was going to say, I don't use it 10 times a day.
Unless you have a...
Yeah.
An illness of some sort.
Yeah, crepitus.
But don't, yeah, crepitus.
No, that's crepitus.
Crepitus.
So 272-9228, don't make us wait. We have a guest we're going to be bringing in shortly, and we don't want to embarrass ourselves by running late with this. So 272-9228. While we're waiting for the phones to explode with excitement, last night on Fallon, he and Kristen Bell sang the history of Disney song. Even NBC, which is going to have its own streaming service, is out there promoting Disney Plus. That's all I have time for. We have one call.
So far.
Yeah. It's an easy conundrum.
You just $10 asked it.
Seafood Bistro.
Mm-hmm.
On average, you use one of these 10 times a day. What is it? 272-9228. It's so different day to day with this thing. Like yesterday, we had like 12 calls immediately before we got an answer. Hey, everybody, maybe the fingers are frozen. It's tough to dial. Anyway, Smokin' Otis is first one in.
Yeah, well, let me get it started, Greg. How about a key?
That's a good guess. How many times a day do we use a key? 10 sounds like a good answer. It's not the winner, but it's good.
It's a good answer.
All right.
Thanks, Otis. And let's try this caller. Hi, what's your name?
It's Keith.
All right, Keith. What do you think this thing is that we use on average 10 times a day?
How about our cell phone?
Oh, my God. 12,000 times, Steve.
Wow. Yeah. I use it for everything but calling. I'm not a phone person.
Exactly.
I do not like...
What's your name?
I do not like phone calls.
First letter of your last
name. My average phone call lasts 30 seconds. Mm-hmm. Tell me what you want. I don't want to talk. I don't want to chat with you.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
We talk for a living, and...
I do not want to chat on the phone.
The only person I talk to on a regular basis on the phone is Mommy the Swami. And that works for me. And she keeps me in line, too. Randy?
The phone.
That was just guessed. What else can you think of that we might use? Well, I'm really thinking about it 10 times a day.
No answer on that one. Thank you.
I appreciate your effort, though, man. That's the delay issue.
What's your name?
Calling in, don't hear the original guest. Mark, good morning.
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. What do you think it is we use 10 times a day?
Well, for me, it would probably be a toilet.
Toilet is not the answer we need. Thank you for the guess. 272-9228. Let's welcome Alan.
How about a turn signal?
A turn signal. In Florida, the answer to that question is zero. Is that it, though? No, it is not. But a good guess. Thank you. 272-9228. We use this on average about 10 times a day. Here is David.
The restroom.
First letter of your last name, please.
That's already been guessed.
That's been guessed.
Yeah.
But the winning at, well, I mean, it's close in a way.
Let's see. Gosh, I'm drawing a blank. Maybe I'll call back if I can think of it.
I gave you a good hint, man.
Can't think of what it might be.
Okay.
Say what?
I just said the restroom was a very inclusive guess.
Very inclusive guess, yes. So, anyway. Okay, thanks, guys.
Trying to help, man. Trying to help. All right, Robbie, you can win this right now. Give us that winning answer.
How about a pen or a pencil?
Oh, okay. That's not it, but...
Not a bad answer, man.
That's not a bad answer.
Yeah. In fact, it's a good one. While Jay is queuing up the next couple of calls, let me take a moment to remind you that Lewis Lawn has everything you need to maintain the outside of your home. It's the first choice of professionals locally because they know they can buy the best equipment and get it serviced and maintained or repaired there because their warranty means something. And they have a full service department. In fact, if you have things that are in your garage or shed that haven't worked for a while, maybe didn't get them at Lewis Lawn, but they still have a service department that can make those repairs. They brought back to life two chainsaws. I tried every which way from Sunday to get them going and couldn't, so I brought them over there. And the same day, they called me up and said, come and get them. They both work now.
Are they gasoline chainsaws?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So this is what they do. A steel blower is a great thing to have at this time of the year.
Yeah.
Cleans the sidewalks.
What do you always say?
Blow your leaves on another one. I would never say that and mean it, though. But it is such a reliable product. I've got a little contest going with mine. I've had it for 8 years. I've never had it tuned or serviced.
Really?
It still works.
That's great.
It's a great product, and it's very reasonably priced at Lewis Lawn. 1135 Northeastern Bypass. See Chad Sasser. He's our point guard. Point guard. He's our point guy. Maybe they do have a basketball team there. I don't know. Chad, you're a hell of a point guard.
How tall is he?
He's a big fella. So he can get you the manufacturer specials and incentives. They're open Monday through Friday from 7 in the morning till 4 in the afternoon, and the number is 244-9191. As we run the gauntlet now to see if somebody can tell us what we use on average 10 times a day.
What do you think it is?
Terry, it's a mirror.
A mirror?
That's a good guess.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who's the fairest of them all?
Not you.
You sure is ugly.
You got a smart aleck mirror. Eric.
He just took my answer.
Oh,
well,
mirror.
I mean,
okay.
The winning answer could be near a mirror.
Can you think about it? Yeah, I mean, it could be. Could be.
Could near be. A mirror.
Or in the same room as the mirror.
It could be. Could be in more than one room. This thing that we
I'm
use.
I'm drawing a blank. Sorry, okay. Fellas. Y'all have a great morning. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it could be in more than one room, this thing that we use 10 times a day.
Yeah. Why don't we just give the letters out in a scrambled fashion and see if anybody's going to do it. Don R.
Hey, Don R.
Okay. Hey, how y'all doing?
Hey.
I got a good one for you, I think. Right.
Okay.
How about a sink, a faucet, water?
Okay. All right. See,
good guess.
That could be in more than one room, but yeah. It's something else that could be in more than one room. But you got right, the idea. All right, thanks.
All right.
You know.
Hey, Bobby.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm gonna guess sink and faucet.
Are they the caller just before you?
But the winning answer could be in the same room as the sink and faucet.
Yeah. You got another one because that was just guessed.
Let's see. Sink and faucet. I know mirror's been guessed.
Yeah.
Toilet's been guessed.
A utensil, a knife.
No.
Sorry.
But this is probably. In most houses, in at least a couple of places, if not more.
Yeah.
Okay?
Appreciate
so
the
10
call,
times
Bobby.
A day we use it.
Right. Cindy. Everyone knows it. Cindy.
Hey, Cindy.
Hey, guys. I had the washing of hands, and I know that's been guessed. So.
Yeah, that's been guessed.
But
get another one?
The winning answer could be in the same room where you wash your hands.
Right?
Apparently, it could be in several rooms.
It could be. Could be. In my house, it's in about four places.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I'm drawing a blank.
Okay. Oh, all right. Thank you for calling.
This is one of those answers that's so close.
Yeah.
The person that gets it.
They'll say, oh, God.
Look at Michael rowed his boat ashore to give us a guess.
Hey, Michael.
I'm going to say a toilet.
Toilet?
That's
okay.
That's been guessed.
I don't have four in my house. I do have two, but I. All right. Thanks. Thanks for the answer.
All right. Amy.
Hi. Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, Amy, what you think?
My guess is power, electricity.
No, you use electricity more than 10 times. No, that's not it. Not it, but thanks for calling.
We do, and we're qualifying a lot of people for our big end-of-the-week grand prize drawings.
Right.
Go to Keith.
Hi.
How about a comb or a hairbrush?
Comb or a hairbrush. Okay.
Close.
Yeah.
I mean, could be in the same room.
It could be very close to those objects.
Terry?
Yeah. Hi.
Trash can.
Trash can? Trash
he
can.
Says we use a trash can 10 times a day, and
that
he
is exactly
correct.
What we wanted. Trash can. We use the trash can about on average about 10 times a day.
Miss it about once, hit it about 9 out of 10.
I like
times.
Waving my hand over the top of mine. Same with the toilet.
You want a $10 Hebrew Bistro gift card, but I need you to wait 1 minute while Jay tells you what you can.
I'm so used to waving my hand over the one in the kitchen, and it comes open automatically. Now, but I go into other rooms, and I wave my hand over, and nothing happens. It's so funny.
This one's broken.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we can find him a motion-activated trash can that yawns when the magic
yawns.
Hand comes open.
That's the magic hand.
Seafood Bistro.
Hey, Terry. Well, Terry's on hold right now. I got to get his info because he just got himself a $10 gift certificate to the Seafood Bistro, which gets you a lot of stuff.
Yes,
in fact, they've got their two for $9.99 deal going on. It's a dine-in only deal, and it's only available from like 11 to 3. You can find all that information out, by the way, by liking them and following them on Facebook. And you can pick two items from their menu there, two select items off the pick two, and you'll get them for $9.99. So he's got his lunch covered today because he won $10 to spend at the Seafood Bistro. You can get a lot for $10 at the Seafood Bistro. Find out by going online to their website, theseafoodbistro.com. Things like the corn nuggets, or the fried pickles, the cheese sticks, the cheese curds, which aren't on the menu, but you can get them if you ask for them. Cajun bacon cheddar fries, those are also great for you. You can all get those under $10. TheSeafoodBistro.com has the entire menu. You can order from there as well. And don't forget about the delivery apps on your phone. You can have it delivered to your office or to your home. Also, don't forget to like and follow them on Facebook. It's the Seafood Bistro located at 1651 Perry Hill Road. They open up at 11 o'clock today and every day. Call them at 279-7500.
Coming up next, fresh coffee and a smoke.
Well, we are looking pretty good on the interstates right now. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I-65 southbound is moving along at a good clip now into Montgomery. Still busy on I-85, inbound and outbound from downtown. The Boulevard is looking pretty good. We possibly still have that accident on the Eastern Boulevard at Marty Lane. They should be cleaning that one up, if not completely done with it. That's going to be just down from the Honey Baked Ham store. Troy Highway and the Eastern Boulevard, a little busy at that intersection and all over Montgomery, but we have no accidents at this time. At Reinhardt Lexus, you can get a 2014 Lexus ES350 certified with a 2-year unlimited mileage warranty, only $21,976. Call Dan Knotts at Reinhardt Lexus. This special is only available through Wednesday night. That would be tonight. So get on it. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Coleman. My husband, Jeff Coleman, is running for U.S. Congress. I bet you've seen Jeff's name and face on billboards and on the sides of moving trucks parked all over the district. Because when Jeff decides to do something, he does it big. And if you look really hard, you'll see my picture, our three girls, and our dog Gracie too. What I really wanted to talk to you about is Jeff, his background, and why he'd make such an incredible congressman. But I guess that'll have to wait, because they're telling me I'm out of time. But I'll be back here soon to tell you more about my husband, Jeff Coleman.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Join us today from 11:30 to 1 at Brown Tire and Automotive on Ashburton Drive for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
I'm so offended.
About what?
I don't know. Words.
Then maybe you are too woke.
Did I give permission to use the pronoun you?
Oh, boy. Chronic wokeness limits your ability to enjoy life and let others enjoy theirs. But there's hope. Ask your doctor about taking a chill pill.
I was so woke, I was exhausted. But after taking a chill pill, I don't even feel like pouring through 10 years of tweets from a comedian I've never heard of to find something mildly offensive that I can hold against him now.
Common side effects include hugging your friends again, saying okay boomer without the sarcasm, an aversion to virtue signaling, and getting along with your relatives at holidays.
Since taking a chill pill, the only thing I want to cancel is my Antifa membership.
Tell your doctor to put aside his white privilege for like 3 seconds and ask him about taking a chill pill.
I used to be woke, but now I can't resist a chill pill.
It is time for stupid news.
Let's go.
We teased this story earlier in the show. By the way, it's 8:31. A 30-year-old man in China had to have a tooth removed from his sinuses.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, it grew inside his nostril for 20 years.
Good God. How does that happen?
I am not.
Did he get punched when he was young? And
never here comes the rest of the story. Now, I got to try and pronounce his name. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go with Zhang Binghang.
Okay.
Zhang Binghang. There's something familiar about
that. You better take a look at this radar. What is it, son? I don't know, sir. But it looks like a giant
wang.
Well, it wasn't a wang, it was a tooth. He had reported a severely blocked nose for several months. After numerous x-rays, research, MRIs, doctors determined there was a tooth that had been knocked out during an accident when he was 10 years old, causing the blockage. Doctors suspect the tooth was uprooted. That's how it started to reattach in the sinus cavity.
Uprooted.
Uprooted and pushed into his nostril by the impact of the fall.
Oh.
Somehow, it took root inside the nose and grew there. Doctors removed the tooth during a half-hour surgery, and the patient is said to be doing well. In this case, are you ready for this? In this case, because they restored the cavity. Cavity of sinus.
Oh, yeah, I got it.
I see what you
Dennis.
The cavity.
I know.
See, it's a word that has two more than one meaning.
See,
yeah,
Rich got it.
I'm not just an
idiot. Oh, no, I got it, too.
I'm this idiot.
Hey, Mrs. Ritterbottle wants to taste your soup, so I'm going to share some of that with her.
Oh, yeah. I should have brought more then. I didn't think there was
soup. Feel free to bring more.
Yeah, I thought maybe she might be working.
There's plenty
today,
for both of us to have a nice
Costco today.
But
yeah,
I can't deny her that.
Sure. I want to hear a report back. Just even if it sucks, tell me it didn't.
I don't know if I'm having that for lunch or for dinner because I did not eat my BLT. I made it.
You're kidding me.
It's in the I wasn't hungry. But it's in the fridge, ready for either lunch or dinner. So I've got your soup and his sandwich.
You're set, buddy.
I don't know which one I'm going to go with.
You're set.
And then I got the Chinese from leftover last night, so
wow.
I don't know.
You're good.
Shortwave, take it down, quick. What's it say? shut up.
Note from Morris Capuano on the preceding tooth in the nostril story. He says, that's not funny.
It's not.
Said Morris Capuano.
See, another thing, it's about the nose and
Humor like that will get you an unlisted NMLS number, Morris.
Unlisted.
But we can give yours 409-9300. Buy a house.
He's
really good at what he does. she wants to taste your soup. So there you go. You're in big demand, buddy. By the way, all day, this cold temperatures have played havoc with tire inflation numbers. I might have gone from 26 to 30. It makes that big of a difference.
I got an alert this morning.
If you have any doubt, though, make sure you visit one of Don Duncan's locations because the cold weather also introduces other needs to your vehicle. So get it winterized with Don and his team at any one of their three great locations on Highway 14 behind the McDonald's in Millbrook, 408 Madison downtown and on Belt, just north of Vaughn. You need a ride or a ride back, just let them know.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
So we've been below freezing for over 12 hours now. Since 8 o'clock last night, and still 31 degrees in Montgomery after a morning low of 25. We didn't quite tie the record of 24 from 1968, but it has been an amazing 24 hours. Well, you think back, at 3 o'clock yesterday morning, it was 66 degrees, and so we dropped 41 degrees in that time period. Amazing. Our forecast for today, sunshine, cold, high 53. Not quite as windy as yesterday, but still enough of a breeze out there to put a bite in the air. Increasing clouds tonight. I think we're close to a record, you know, probably maybe just above a record, around 33 for the overnight low. Tomorrow, some spotty showers possible by afternoon. A cold day, high 49. A cold rain tomorrow night, low 42. Maybe some leftover rain early in the day, Friday and through midday. Otherwise, a dry weekend and milder. I think we're in the 60s over the weekend, like 63 Saturday, mid-60s Sunday and Monday. Right now, this morning, 31 degrees with a wind chill factor of 20 at 836.
For a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with rates as low as 3.5% APR. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASE Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
I checked to make sure those styrofoam things were on the faucet outside this morning. I have two faucets. That's really important in a situation like this. Speaking of plumbing, something you might want to check is the whole house plumbing inspection. And when I say a whole house, inside and outside is what they do at Plumbing by Luke Wire. I got it in my house, and it's great peace of mind. It took about, 35 minutes in my house, and they came back with a good report. So I got a good score. I'm a good score. In fact, when you go out of town and you know that your house has been checked out and you know there's not something major lurking, it's a great feeling, because the worst thing is to come home and the first thing you hear when you hit the carpet is squish. Not good. Plumbing by Luke Wire. They're ready to serve you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They never charge overtime, because plumbing does pick the worst time to be a problem. Give them a call. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, give them a call, 264-9666, or visit them on the web, acbyLukeWire.com. Click on the plumbing tab. Tell them I told you to call. Their Alabama certification number is 84417.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. You could not ask for a more beautiful Wednesday morning. Now, I know it's cold out there, but it is just looking so good, and we are just doing fabulous in traffic right now. We got no problems on I-65 and 85. The boulevard is calming down just a bit. Still a little congestion, East-South Boulevard, but that's about it. Taylor Road even looks good right now. It's just a picture-perfect Wednesday on the roads. Be careful, drive safely today, and buckle up while you're out there. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
No recovery, no fee. That's right. The Vance Law Firm only gets paid if you get paid. It's the V guarantee.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Hundreds gathered Tuesday for the historic inauguration of Stephen Reed as mayor of Montgomery. 9 city council members were also sworn into office at the ceremony. Charles Jenright was named city council president. Republican Charlotte Meadows wins the special election for House District 74. She had 68.9% of the vote against Democrat Rayford Mack. The special election was to fill the seat left vacant after Dimitri Palizos died earlier this year. Voter turnout was 7.81%. And Montgomery firefighters were called to 3 separate fires in just 1 hour last night. They happened on Calmar Drive, Thomas Avenue, and Forest Grove Drive between 6 and 7 o'clock. Fire investigators have not said if anyone was hurt or what caused these fires. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Alabama Home Mortgage is in the business of saving you money. Hey there, I'm Kim Williams along with Madeline Cannon. Figuring out new ways to stretch your mortgage dollar is what we do at Alabama Home Mortgage.
Here's the deal. Getting started is as simple as dialing 567-4223. In fact, why not try doing that right now?
You'll be amazed at the amount of cash you can save. So please, don't wait any longer. Call 567-4223 right now.
A Montgomery firefighter called us with a four-alarm financial fiasco. He wanted to retire early, but had to clear up considerable credit card debt. Alabama Home Mortgage cut his monthly payment by $636 and got him $37,000 to extinguish the credit card inferno.
Take advantage of today's low rates and reduce your monthly payments much sooner than you ever thought was possible.
10 minutes is all it takes to find out how much you could save with your Alabama Home Mortgage.
Folks, there is a difference in mortgage companies. Call 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com and apply today. NMLS 1586. 36-8, Equal Housing Lender.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment, including used machines. Buying used equipment requires a high degree of trust, the kind that Thompson Tractor has been earning since 1957. We sell a large selection of previously owned equipment, all of it tested for durability and optimal performance for years to come. Come browse our yard in Montgomery, or check out the inventory online at thompsontractor.com. Oh, we buy used equipment too. Thompson Tractor. Just like you, we have what it takes. Don't miss our huge equipment sales event on November 14th at 10120 Highway 80 East, Montgomery, Alabama.
This is the News Talk 93.1 River Region Business Spotlight, a chance for you to get to know our area businesses and business leaders.
Our Morning Brew nominees are a little bit later in the hour, but we're pleased to welcome Richard Dean from the Montgomery Area Food Bank. How are you, sir, and how can we help you?
Well, I'm doing very well, and I appreciate the opportunity to be here just to speak to your listening audience a little bit about the food bank.
Sure.
So let me tell you a little bit about what we have going on. The Montgomery Area Food Bank is the largest food bank in Alabama.
Right.
We cover some 35 counties.
That's amazing.
Absolutely.
That is amazing.
Is amazing. We have about 300,000 food insecure people in our service area. Right. Food insecure simply means they don't know where their next meal is coming from. And so, you know, this area, the River Region in particular, has been so supportive and such a help to us in distributing last year almost 28 million pounds of food.
Wow. Man, that's
28 million.
That's a very impressive number.
Yes, sir.
How can people participate, help you contribute? What can we do?
Well, you know, we have a number of food drives. WSFA does a number of food drives for us.
We're doing ours, of course.
You're doing yours, absolutely, and we really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And we're in the middle of yours right now.
That's correct. Right. And in fact, I believe today we're going to be at Brown Tire and Automotive, which is on Ashburton Drive. We'll be there from 11:30 to 1 today with our Sprinter van. But they can donate at any of our sponsor locations. They can drop off here at the radio station if they'd like to.
Right.
Wherever is convenient to them and where they are is what we're trying to make it easier for them, just so it's not putting them out of their way to just drop off something that, you know, non-perishable food items.
Yes, sir.
I just happened to be at Metro Fitness yesterday, and there's a couple of barrels at Metro Fitness as well. And so this is certainly a time of the year when this comes to our mind as well. Yeah. Is money a better thing to give than the actual food items, or and then how can we give money?
Yeah, that's a great question. I hear that question often. And before we go any further, I really want to thank Blue Water for what they're doing.
Yeah, it's, we've done this every year. Our fourth or fifth year that we've
absolutely
done this, and it's fantastic. And I mean, as much as you're thanking us, it goes to it goes to the public who are doing that donating.
That's right.
To drop off that food.
Yeah, but we appreciate y'all being a voice and informing sure. folks and letting people know. Now, the question is it better to get money or get food? We always love to get food, but frankly, our dollar will purchase 6.5 pounds of food.
That's what I thought. Yeah, that, so $1 is powerful.
Yes, sir. If you go to a local store, if you buy a can of corn, it's going to cost you probably 50 or 60 cents.
Yeah.
It's going to cost us a fraction of that.
So how can we give monetarily to...
Yes, sir. Monetarily, you could simply go to our website. Mm-hmm. We have a donate button there.
Great.
And it's www.montgomeryareafoodbank.org.
Right.
Again, there's a donate button there that you could use. Or you could call. I mean, we take credit cards. We just recently installed credit cards. And so you could call us at 263-3784. That's 334-263-3784.
Well, that is amazing. 35 counties that you serve and 28 million pounds of
yes,
food
sir.
That you distribute a year.
Yep.
You must have a large warehouse.
Yes, sir. We do. We're down on Day Street here. We have just purchased a building right beside of us. It used to be the Nabisco building.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect for us because it has loading docks.
Sure.
But with the acquisition of that building, we'll have right at 100,000 square feet of warehouse building. Interestingly... we're negotiating right now. We have a donor that is giving us a warehouse in Selma.
Really? So you'll have another location in Selma?
Yes, sir.
Perfect.
And it's a 21,000 square foot. So, you know, we just really appreciate this. And I think that people give. And I think the reason Blue Water gets behind this is because of our transparency and, you know, because of our name.
Oh, yeah. Very well respected and a pillar in the community, and we're glad you're out there doing this.
Yes, sir.
And, Mr. Deem, if you're in the neighborhood in the afternoon, 3 to 6 any day, just stop by, and we'll make time for you to talk
to absolutely.
Us.
Thank you. Thank
Happy
you.
Happy holidays.
We appreciate that.
Yep. And we will pull out all the stops. In fact, I'm looking for my checkbook. I would like to buy some pounds of food to help.
Yeah.
That's wonderful.
So I'll tell you what I'll do. When I start this break, I'll run out to my car and grab it.
Thank you, sir.
I think I know where it is.
Thank you.
It's 8:48. Ooh, Morning Maroon nominees coming up soon. Yeah, we're...
Oh, hey, look at the time.
Yeah, as Rich likes to say.
Boy, look at the time.
Kaiser Fine Furnishings. This is a business that is just beyond the 10% taxing jurisdiction of Montgomery. You pay 8.25% on what you buy, and guess what? You're going to save on what you buy because this is a big warehouse packed with rafters with great choices in all types and styles of furniture that you can think of. Whether you're looking for a single piece or an entire suite of items for a bedroom or a living room, they've got it. Here's what you do. When you go there, first of all, wear comfortable shoes. There's a lot to see. Consult with Stella and tell her what you're interested in seeing and what your budget is, and she will line up the choices for you. It really simplifies the process. We went for a recliner. We got one for under $4. It's as comfortable as it gets. It reclines, rocks, and swivels, and we only paid 8.25% sales tax on it. So if you need something with family coming in or to spruce up the house, go see Stella and the team at Kaiser Fine Furnishings, 4044 Wetumpka Drive in Elmore. Well, it's not in Elmore. It's somewhere in between Montgomery, the city of Montgomery, and Elmore, I think. I'll solve that mystery when I can. Right now, it's 8:50. Final look at the road.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. You could not ask for a more beautiful Wednesday morning. Now, I know it's cold out there, but it is just looking so good, and we are just doing fabulous in traffic right now. We got no problems on I-65 and 85. The Boulevard is calming down just a bit. Still a little congestion, East-South Boulevard, but that's about it. Taylor Road even looks good right now. It's just a picture-perfect Wednesday on the roads. Be careful, drive safely today, and buckle up while you're out there. Looking for a new career? Scholarships are available at Trenton State Community College in welding, certified nursing assistant, truck driving, emergency medical technology, and precision machining. Call Trenton State now for Montgomery Skywatch Traffic. I'm Wendell J.
If you've been injured in an accident, you can hire the Vance Law Firm with no out-of-pocket expense to you.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Since 1989, Signs to Go has been Montgomery's vinyl sign and banner leader. And now with the addition of wide format printing, your signs and banners can have brilliant full color. Whether it's directional signs for your meeting or large grand opening banner, Signs to Go is your one-stop shop for color. Call us at 270-1133 or email us at signs2go@charter.net. We're still on the Eastern Bypass across from Lowe's and Best Buy. That's Signs to Go, Montgomery's sign and banner leader.
The holidays are here, but thousands of families in the River Region will go to bed hungry. Blue Water Broadcasting is doing something about it, and you can help.
Drop off non-perishable food items to Brown Tire and Automotive or at the radio station.
Help stuff our Sprinter van full of food.
Brown Tire and Automotive, service you can trust.
It's our holiday food drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
At 8:53, let's bring in former Secretary of State Jean Carre.
In America, you have a right to be stupid.
You got a right to be stupid. People exercise that right each and every day. Not just in America, but overseas. It's our Morning Maroon nominees. As we celebrate the dumbest of dumb. Why start? It's always good to remind you that how blessed we are to be living in America.
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 America with an M, yeah.
America. Because this happened in Russia.
Okay. Russia.
This isn't a nominee, it's just a quick aside.
Russia.
A man in Russia lost all of his frequent flyer miles.
How?
Because he smuggled an overweight cat onto his flyer.
One of those Mediterranean cats?
Yeah, Mediterranean. So anyway, and he took away all his frequent flyer miles just for that.
Jeez.
So be glad you live in a free country for now. Guess what state?
Florida.
Yep.
You are correct. If this guy had been as honest in his relationship as he was with the police, he might not have been caught going 90 miles an hour in a 55 zone near Tampa. Mm-hmm. When the cop asked why he was speeding, he blurted out he had to get home in a hurry because he was out cheating on his wife. Apparently, he thought the cop might give him a break for some reason, but instead, they ordered him out of the car, searched him, and they found crack on this guy. He also admitted freely that he had purchased the crack for $50. So on top of the speeding, he's faced one count of felony drug possession and probably a divorce.
It sounded like a good idea at the time.
No!
I was just cheating on my wife.
It's all public record, including why he was speeding.
Right?
Mm-hmm. And I would say there's probably a divorce likely in his future.
Probably. It's cracked up to be.
We go overseas for the next one. A guy went into a grocery store in northeast Thailand. last week to buy some wine, but the security cameras caught him opening 9 different bottles and taking sips before he finally decided. And by the way, he selected a white wine from Argentina, for what it's worth. He paid for that wine and left before the store realized what he had done. They called the police. They said he ruined about $64 worth of wine. Jeez. It's just...
Wow.
But it is dumb, I mean, when you think about it. And we have an employee at a Popeye's Chicken. Boy, they're making a lot
of
news.
Getting a lot of, they're in the headlines a lot.
This one fired after they were caught on video making sandwiches over the lid of a garbage can. I mean, on it, you know?
Yeah.
That is sort of a health code violation.
Yeah, I would say that that's, that could be.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, if there's no good nominees, we'll go over the worst baby names of this year because there are people that are, I think, looking into their medicine cabinets and naming their kids after pills.
Or oh, no.
And pills. It's pretty pathetic. Who do we give the award to on this one?
I want to go over that first guy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, officer.
Hey,
I was cheating on my wife.
Yeah. We ran a little late. I'm sorry.
Can't you forgive me? Oh, what's this? Crack? Bought it.
Oh, you think I'm doing drugs?
$50.
Oh, I think it's my wife's crack.
I'm cheating on her because she's a crackhead.
Well, maybe hers wasn't as good as...
What an imbecile. What an ultramaroon.
Ultramaroon, indeed. So yesterday, I like to stop by Jack Ingram once in a while. Say hi to Tip Tames and Greg and that great team over there. And I've been hearing these good things about the Nissan Murano. So he had a 2016, totally equipped.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know it was a 2016 unless you looked at the paperwork because it looks like it just came off the assembly line. But in fact, it had 28,000 miles on it. While I was there, I mentioned this earlier in the show, Tip was looking at the Carfax on a vehicle they were taking in trade. And the car looked fantastic. But as he was looking it up on Carfax, it had been through a couple of major incidents. And he says, we can't take this. The car looked great, though. But you see, that's the risk you take when you don't deal with people who are trying to put only the best, most reliable products in their line. So I'm thinking about this Murano because it's really, really sweet vehicle. I love my Rogue. Bought it there. We have purchased 5 times from Jack Ingram. And they're terrific. And they do a great job supporting the products you buy, by the way. So when you're ready, whether you're shopping under $10,000 or over, you can shop by price, by brand, and type of vehicle at jackingram.com. United
for your comfort.
Shane is here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
It's getting close to the end of the year, and our suppliers are overstocked with excess inventory. They are ready to move at a discounted price.
So right now would be a good time for the River Region to get a free estimate and a great deal on a new system.
Yes. If you are in the market for a new furnace, AC, or a complete system, we are ready to move this equipment at the lowest prices of the year, and all new systems come with a 10-year warranty.
Okay, River Region, don't wait for your system to break down and be forced to make a quick decision. Call for a free estimate today before this offer expires.
Or make sure your old system is performing at full strength and sign up for a United maintenance plan with a fall tune-up.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its